Blog Talk Radio.
Show for you tonight. We have you're going to really be blessed by this person, and because we're always blessed by him. And I'll tell you who he is, so hold on a little bit later. I'll tell you. How are you, Chisina? How are you today?
I'm doing good. Always well. Praise
That's
the Lord.
Good.
Just want to say hello and thank you for tuning in to all our friends and family from all over the world, all Christians.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that tonight that we'll say something that'll give you the joy of the Lord so that it can be your strength, because that's what counts, God's joy.
Exactly.
Amen.
And it'll help you grow and wax strong in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, what I'd like for you to do is pick up your phones. You know what I'm going to say? I say it every week. Pick up your phones or grab your computers, go to your inbox or text your family and friends and encourage them to listen, to dial in and listen to our show tonight. It's going to be a wang-dang-doodle, okay? Our number to dial in is 646-668-8537. Once again, that's 646-668-8537. And you can either dial in or just click on the picture wherever you see T-Mar and Tasila. You can click on the picture or just click on the link, you know, wherever you see the post of this particular show, okay? So that you can listen from your computer. If you don't want to dial in, just listen from your computer. You might see our post on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or Twitter. So just dial in or click on the link, okay? Yes, and we are also on hsbn.tv. Our show is called The Message of Life, kind of similar to this show, but the only difference is that it's on TV. So you'll be able to see Pastor T. Meyer and Pastor Tasila. And we are live on HSBN.TV and on Facebook Live on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock. Okay, so tune in. You can also find us on other social media, TV shows, apps, and platforms all throughout the week. Like just to name a few, On Demand, The Message of Life is On Demand, Roku, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and many, many more. Just type in The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tusila McCain, okay? And also, if you don't have a place to worship, come and worship with us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. We're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California. That's right. We're in Upland, California. So if you're in that area, come on and worship with us. All righty, our services starts at 1:30 p.m. That's 1:30 in the afternoon every Sunday. So come and worship with us. As a matter of fact, you can come this Sunday and worship with us, okay? Okay, so I just want to say this. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. Here's Jonathan Butler. Praise the Lord.
We worship. I love to worship.
Hello?
For a TNT moment, and well, let's get right to it. Pastor Tosila, what do we have?
Right now?
Yes, for our TNT moment.
Oh, this is something, because this is like one of, I always say, well, this is one of my favorite subjects. And tonight we're going to be speaking about God's greater works, people. And currently, I'm going to have to tell you guys something. A lot of people don't know this, but there are two types of church in existence right now. There are those that are of the pure word of God, and then there's the counterfeit that has a form of godliness, yet denying the true power and existence of the one true living God. Now, Satan tried for many years to stop the church, and he saw that it was impossible. So he thought to join in and to pretend is more profitable. So in these two churches, one is an operation to overcome these worldly systems, and the other is to cause the church to emulate the world. And once the people to operate the churches and the whole system as if it's a worldly corporation, and make, you know, without the love, everything that is truly of God, all the fruit, gifts, and the reality of God and the power of God is out, but yet people are in there operating, moving around, not submitting to the Holy Spirit, but yet doing works like, you know, food banks and different things that they get into and coming four or five times a week and, you know, just consistently doing things, but doesn't mean that they're submitting, because the Holy Spirit, this is a work of God. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. And one of them will be identified through a real relationship with the Father and Christ, the anointed one. And the other, well, the other is a complete farce and counterfeit. The true church has entered into a covenant individually and loved not their lives even to the death. And you talk to real Christians and they'll tell you that they don't have any skin in the game. They just want to bring glory to the Lord. But we have not yet witnessed the magnitude of this ministry that I'm about to tell you guys about that shall be revealed through the manifestation of the sons of God, which is the greater works people, which is the army of the Lord, which is the bride of Christ, and it's God's true 144,000 church. And God is preparing his perfected and mature body, anointed with the sevenfold spirits of God, and this company will appear on this worldly stage of history in these last days with 10,000 times more power than any evangelist, any prophet or reformer, or any of the revival showers of this century that we've seen, or what do they call these conferences? A lot of times these conferences, man, they're so dead. And I'm like, man, just have the Lord in some of it. But I think people come just to see man, you know, operate. God has moved upon, I know, for me, for a long time with this whole message, and that's why I loved it, because not only has he moved upon my heart and Pastor T's heart to speak to God's elect that what is coming, and he wants you guys to know a great and glorious manifestation of Christ before the face of all nations and the whole earth. There would be a fresh revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know?
Yeah.
We always talk about getting into who Christ is. God is going to unveil himself freshly even more. It's going to come in the midst of a people who truly love his appearing. That's why now we that are in tune are beginning to see and hear signs of his coming. We can hear the rain. We can smell the rain. We're starting to feel, uh-oh, something's going on here. But not just going on wickedly, but we know something is about to happen. We are standing on the threshold of a new and fresh transcendental manifestation of the Lord. I know God is on the move, and you do too. And my deepest desire is to be part of this manifestation that will usher in a new day for this sin-sick, cursed planet. I know a lot of people are so weary with what is going on this planet. The Lord wants to reveal himself. And if you know what I'm about to tell you, I'm trying to give you hope so that you won't allow what you're seeing and hearing and feeling to overtake you. And the Lord wants to reveal himself in our midst in a new way. And through us, his creation, he wants to use us, the body of Christ, his creation, to reveal himself. And you got to think about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He want to use
That's true.
Your hands, your mouth, your feet. He want to use you. And when the sons of God are manifested, and instead of announcing that it's going to be a meeting or a conference, rather than inviting people to a building, the transformed saints will appear on the streets, in a business, establishments, and restaurants, on speeding trains and flying airplanes, on the highways, the byways, or even shopping malls. The appearance will be supernatural. The spoken word will be with power and demonstration of the Spirit. The secret of men's hearts will be revealed, and all needs will be met right away, not later. It will be met right then and there. A lot of times people will say, well, over time you will be healed. Go home. Take your wheelchair with you. It's not going to happen like that when this happens. Right. Now, just imagine the wonders of the mighty moving of the Spirit of God as he is outpoured upon all flesh. Instead of a church meeting or organized crusade, the Spirit of the Lord will move upon an entire body of people wherever they may be, and the whole group will be converted without a song service.
Amen.
Nobody didn't even sing a song, didn't say a word, and everybody gets converted. Now, I know it might be difficult for some of you all to understand this, but the new manifestation of sons of God and his sons will transcend a million times any glory we have witnessed in this past. God will do in 1 minute by his Spirit more than man have been able to do in a lifetime of his ministry. Now, don't start doubting me. Please don't, because if God wants any of his sons in any place, he will put them there. There will be no iron curtains, no bamboo boundaries between nations, no immigrations, no customs, because I'm talking about the miracle working power of God to be manifested when the sons of God arise, as they're going to be like king priests after the order of Melchizedek. What is the purpose of this? Well, God will not leave one space on the earth where the adversary can rally his forces. If God didn't pour out his spirit and cover the seas and the deserts and the entire earth, then the adversary would have a place for recruiting his followers. I'm about to close, but I want to tell you, I spoke to you today isn't just from one church or our belief or a group of people. This was given also, I've heard this, I'm telling you, in different forms, in different ways, from different visions, different dreams, different people, and the Holy Spirit and my own experience with God and my husband's experiences. We got 45 years of experience of God dealing with us regarding this. So this is not like a hoax or just talking.
Right.
But I'm about to tell you about this person who had a vision of this many years ago, an aged prophet of God, and he shared the vision God gave him of this ministry that I was just talking about. And in that vision, which lasted all night, he said it was the most wonderful vision he said he ever had, in which he saw the sons of God in action all over the world, ministering to the multitudes in every tongue and nation, to all people. He said, I saw both men and women ministering. I saw them standing in midair in the midst of a busy intersection of a large city with all traffic stopped, and thousands of people seeing them with their own eyes and hearing them with their ears, regardless of distance and without the aid of mechanical devices. I saw them speaking to a people of one language in a moment's time. I saw them transported to another people of another language, speaking to them in their own language, having power over all mechanical devices so that they could cause everything to cease and every eye to be fixed upon them until their message had been delivered. I saw them walk upon water. I saw the terror on the face of the wicked at the sound of their voices. I saw the professing Christians fall down in true repentance, calling out for mercy, and I saw them being genuinely converted. I saw the skeptics being convinced, and the blasphemy of the wicked as they would rail and mock, only to be struck dumb or blind from just the word from the manifested Son and daughter of God. Sometimes the scene would make me weep. I'll never forget the vision of the young girl, the daughter of God, who spoke with many waters. Human language can never describe the quality of her voice. All I can say is that it was so filled with love and compassion, it would break the hardest stone. And at her command, every infirmity, every sickness was healed. Everyone was made perfectly whole, the blind, the lame, and even those who had been lunatic from birth. All I can say is, now, this is me, Pastor Tasila. Lord Jesus, please bring in the manifested greater works people. We need you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Right, Brother T?
Absolutely. We really do, Lord. We need you more than ever, especially in this hour. You know, when you speak about the greater works people, you describe them perfectly. Pastor Tasila, the greater works people are the sons of God. And that's what we have to understand. So who are the sons of God? Well, you are, if you truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, this is what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 12. He said, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The Lord said, these works. What works? The works that he demonstrated before the people. The people saw him heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons, and many other signs and wonders. And he's telling us that not only are we to do those works, but even greater works. But how is this possible? Because he went to the Father. And after his resurrection, he returned to us in spirit. That sevenfold anointing, that Holy Spirit and fire, the seven spirits of God that is to rest upon us. He returns to us in spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus. Therefore, he returned in order to dwell in us. That's how we will do his greater works, because he will be in us, his true believers. The Lord has always had people to follow the ministry of another and do a greater work than the first. For example, Joshua followed Moses, and then Joshua did a greater work by taking the children of Israel on into the land of promise, which was God's purpose anyway from the beginning. David followed Saul and did a greater work by destroying Goliath, and then David became king over Israel and Judah. Elijah followed Elijah and received the double portion of his spirit. And others throughout the years came from other ministries and made it greater than before, like William Joseph Seymour, who was under Charles Fox Parham. Joseph Seymour went to Los Angeles and started the greatest move of the Holy Spirit that the world had never seen during their time. These were all greater works people. But now God is raising up his greater works people who will usher in his kingdom and bring many souls into the kingdom realm of God. He wants us to be his greater works people. But in order for us to do any work at all for the Lord, we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we can't have a desire to believe just so we can do works. We are to desire a serious relationship with the Lord and have one, a serious relationship. That's very important for every believer. A real, true relationship is needed. We can't just go to him and say, Lord, Lord, because all he will say to us is, and why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? The Lord warns us of what he will say to those who don't love him, those who don't have a true relationship with him in that day. Here's what he said. It's in Luke chapter 7, verse 22. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils? And in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. He never knew them because they had no relationship. That's why he rejected them, because they never really knew him. They had evil motives in their hearts. Jesus knew what was in them. So be very careful in this hour, and I'm talking to all of you true believers, because many people today just want the attention. They want to look good before the people, just like Simon the sorcerer, who wanted power to enhance his own agenda. He didn't try to listen to the gospel so that he could be saved. He wanted power. And like King Saul, who wanted to be honored before the people by the prophet Samuel instead of obeying the command of the Lord. Obedience is better than sacrifice, is what Samuel had to tell him. God will give his power to those who love him, those who believe and have faith in him, a people he can trust. These are the sons of God. Jesus made it clear that signs will follow those who truly believe in him. He said that in Mark 16, verses 15 through 18. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. That's some power right there. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. But you have to truly believe. We cannot walk around with an evil heart of unbelief and expect God to move on your behalf. We can't take God for granted. God wants us to move forward. He wants us to wax strong in the spirit and to grow and become a mighty people. And he provides by giving us all we need through his spirit, the Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit assists us in our work for him. And he assists us also in finishing our course. The sins of the world has increased. But because more demons are released, the releasing of demons comes judgment on those who hate the Lord. Judgment comes to the haters of Jesus Christ. Revelation 16, verses 13 and 14. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. The judgment of the Lord will be great on the earth, Revelation 9, verses 1 through 6. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And, you know, if they don't have the seal of God, because they're God haters. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. They'll want to die, but can't. And where evil abound, understand this, grace much more abound. So through all of this, God will still be merciful, because he said in Joel chapter 2, verse 32, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. They'll be delivered from all of this. For in Mount Zion, which is the church, and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. That's the church. That's God's people. As the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. That remnant is his greater works people. It starts off as a seed, a small group of true believing Christians that walk in great favor before the Lord. And they have the backing of heaven, and then they will multiply and fill the earth. They will bring blessings in the time of trials, persecution, and tribulation. God's greater works people is his ark of safety in this hour. His greater works people could very well be you. Amen. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our special guest.
Amen. Oh.
Forever and ever.
Indeed. You are listening to Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila, also known as TNT. Our special guest today is Chaplain Rob Reyes. Hello, Chaplain. How are you today? It's so good to have you on the show. How are you?
Right. Yes, one of my favorite speakers. God bless you, Pastor Chaplain.
Yes.
Hey, we love you guys. That's what I just want to start off with. You hear me?
Great. A little kind of muffled.
Okay, well, I turned my speaker off. I'll try it that way. You hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you
much better now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell the people a little bit about you, Chaplain. Chaplain Rob Reyes became a born-again Christian on December 18, 1994 at 7 p.m. in a dope house. He never graduated from school but got his GED from the state pen, not Penn State. Studied the Bible at TBU, Top Bunk University. Received awards for ministry from President Bush and Governor Schwarzenegger. He was made institutional chaplain under Bishop G.E. Patterson. He is also the founder of Shoot from the Hip Ministry. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to welcome the dynamic Rob Reyes, Chaplain Rob Reyes.
Yeah. Woo.
Whistles and all that.
I hope I meet the Spanish that you said just now.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, I know you wanted to know what I was going to talk about. And we're dealing with a situation in our country right now where the church is so divided, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying, Sister T, as you were saying that we got the church that's standing for the church, and then we got those that are, you know, off to the side, whatever they're doing. And the Lord has given me a message, and I'm preparing it. And as a matter of fact, I hadn't even got nothing but the title when I talked to you earlier today. And but I'm putting it together, and it's all about church, be the church, you know, and let the world, let the world be the world, you know, people want to mix the world with the church, and that's not going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because, and that's the reason why our churches are collapsing right now. I mean, not really collapsing, but it's not doing or as powerful as it should be. The church is the most powerful force on this earth. We was to come together in unity, if we was to stand in unity, but the world has come in. As it says in the fourth chapter, verse 11 of Nehemiah, he said, and the adversary will come in and sit among you, and you won't even know he's there. And he'll cause your work, your ministry to cease. You know, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's crept into the church and put all these little schisms and everything in there and just has everything going on. Revelation 3:15, the one that you know real well, it says, I know thy works, and that they are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of thy mouth. We are operating in a day when people are not standing up for the word of God. We're dealing with abortion, transgenderism, and all these other things going on. That is, it should not be dividing the church. Those are worldly things.
The church doesn't have a stand on. Exactly. Those are political, worldly issues.
You know, and that's the reason why I say let the world be the world. You know, because if the church was to stand together for the gospel and what it says, word for word. You know, a lot of the stuff that is said in the Bible, I stick to that word. Sometimes, you know, it might say, you know, but I'm going to stick to it anyway because that's who I am. No matter what this word say, it has proven itself over and over to be legit, to be spot on. You know, I study end times, and so and that's how, that's what God gave me, to study end times, to show people that I am working, that God is at work right now. I can take the scriptures and go through the scriptures and take a newspaper and give you, read the newspaper and then show you where it is in scripture. And that's what I did. The Lord said, bring it right now, God. Right now, we are facing something now. And I'm going to read a scripture. It's in Leviticus 20:3-5. And it says, and I will set thy face against that man, and I will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given his seed unto Moloch to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do anyways hide their eyes from the man when he giveth his seed unto Moloch and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut him off and all that go a whoring after him to commit whoredom with Moloch from among the people. The Lord is saying, back then, God was, right now, God, he would, the different things and the punishments and stuff came right away. When Jesus came, he gave us grace so that we have time to repent. So they, God didn't like them killing the children then.
And what
God did, and what man did, is he crept into the church. Now, I was preaching the other day I was doing my TV program, and I was in the studio taping. And when I came out, I guess the guy that was there going to be on next to start taping, he must have been listening to my program. And he was, you know, he called himself, he has pastors on his program and everything else, and he's supposed to be so this and that. So I'm listening to him, but I seen he was trying to catch me by saying little things. And I knew what he was up to. So he was asking, he was saying, well, do you believe, talking about abortion, that the little girl who was raped and all this kind of stuff, should they be prosecuted or whatever? Wasn't she able to get them? I said, look, let the world do what the world is going to do. You got this. I have to stand for what God says. I'm going to tell you what the world is going to do. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against spiritual wickedness and the rulers of darkness and all these different things, right? Those are our political leaders. They are in high places, and there's enough of them out there that no matter what, if we, the church, stood for righteousness, they will figure out how to get their laws passed anyway without our help. You know?
Right.
If they want to pass a law, they'll go through their judges, they'll go through their the Congress or whoever it is, or they'll make an executive order to pass it anyway. But we as church need to stand for the church. We are not standing. You know, we can't sit up there and say, well, if that's the case, then God is mean, you know, or Christians are mean. No. See, the world has gotten used to Christians not standing for the church, not standing for the word.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't got used to it, so they think they can push us around anytime they want. Pardon me?
Right.
Right.
This is something I want to interject. Last week on our prayer line, one of my prayers, Pastor, was for the boldness in the church to be a light against a dark mindset regarding same-sex marriage, deliver Christians from siding with evil. because it's their generational party, or it's the party that we're supposed to stand for the word of God. We're not supposed to stand with parties and political systems of this world.
Right.
And that is my prayer, that the church will get out of the dark mindset of the world, thinking like the world and seeing things, thinking that they're intelligent and going against the word of God. You're not smarter than God. He already said it.
Mm-hmm.
It's set up already. That's all you do is follow this. You don't go against it, because the world has gone against it with that Antichrist spirit. And so what is the church is really leaning, and it's a great separation also that is taking place because of that. God is separating the sheep from the goat. He sees what's going on. And if you have that type of mindset that you just mentioned, you might as well, you know, repent. Repent. That's all I can say is repent. Start all over again.
You know, I look at it like this. Have you ever been rejected? You know how awful that feels if you are rejected by someone you love? Do you understand how that hurts? Then you know how God feels to see the total disregard that we have. He knows who loves him. He knows who's going to stand.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Another thing that has people is fear. They scared. They're going to lose their friends. They're scared they're going to lose their job if they stand up, because that's what the world has against them right now. He has fear. And the Lord said, if you love me, then you don't fear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so there it is, the disregard of love. See, like I said, the world is going to do what the world is going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Daniel 7:25, he says, and they shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of
out
the Most
the
High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given unto him into his times and times and times and a half and divided of time. They will change the law. So we need to stick by our law. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let the church be the church. Saints be saints, you know, act like it. Don't give in to all this mess that's going on. You know, we laughed at. We laughed at, you know, and it bothers me, because there's only a few that are willing to speak out. You know,
And the
people have seen what happens to the world when they speak out, you know, when they speak out, they get rejected, they get cut off. They, you know, if a entertainer speak out, he all of a sudden you don't hear from him no more, and all this other stuff, you know. And so they figure, well, if they can do it to them, they can do it to me. Churches,
no, not the Christians. We're not in the cancel culture. You can't cancel us because you didn't hire us. The Holy Ghost have us on file. Lord.
You know what the saints forgot? The saints forgot that we are created in the image and likeness of God. And we control this stuff around here. If we was to stand together, we have more power. They could not do nothing with us. You know?
Right.
And
well,
like I said, if the church stood strong, they would let us stand. And we can stand and do whatever we're going to do. And if they'll just say that's the church, and whatever they want to do, there's enough of them. They can change those laws as long as we keep ours.
Exactly.
But we have so many people that are going back and forth. Like this man called himself a Christian, going to argue with me. And I just told him, I said, look, I understand what you're saying, but let me give you a testimony. Okay? He was talking about how in that situation of rape and incest, how you need to they need to be able to do away with that. Well, I'm gonna tell you, my daughter's Petra, you know, she has been doing all of our ancestry and going through it, because she looked at a movie that, you know, highlighted some of my family. So it made her go into it. So they went into it and everything and started pulling up stuff. Then they pulled up something that has been a secret in the family for a long time. And when I think about what they said about how, you know, we should be able to do this and that, you know, as far as abortion and stuff, I sat up there and said, and as I read through the ancestry, that if my family was not strong, they would have caved in. And under rape and incest, none of us would be here. None of my family and me, or none of us would be here. But somebody stood and did not get that abortion, and I'm here today.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a friend for Pastor James Robertson. His mother was raped also. Pastor, same thing happened to him. Not, you know, it's not condoning that, so listeners don't think that we condone rape and incest and abortion and all
right.
that. We're just saying that stick with the word of God on every issue. That's
right. Now, I don't, you know, if they do it, that's fine. I got nothing to do with it. Just like if a person want to be gay, let them be gay. But don't teach the children. Let them get old enough to make their own decision. You know? Mm-hmm. But, and the same thing with that. But let the church stand for the word. Let the church be the church. Church be strong, and let the world do what they're going to do. You know?
Yeah, we don't see that at all.
Yeah. You know, the world, if the world is going to do it, that's them. But let us be strong, you know? And see, we're so broken up right now. We're so fragmented and everything else. So, you know, hey, God, like you said, God is sifting. He's sifting the wheat from the tares. Right now, you know, as far as end time is concerned, right now God is letting us get an example, just a small example of what it's going to be like when the church is out of here. What we're going through now is not going to stop, because we are in the beginning stages of what God is trying to do, and he's calling us, he's sifting us, he's sifting the saints. And a lot of these things that are staggering around, they're going to get left behind, and they're going to sit up there and say, whoa, they were right. I should have did this. And, there are a number going to come that no man can count, but the torment that they're going to have to go through beforehand. That's the reason why the saints need to be saints now. And let the world do their thing.
That's true. I heard that.
Amen.
So let me ask you something regarding your take on what's going on in Taiwan with Mrs. Pelosi.
Okay. Now, Russia, Iran, and Turkey have already lined up their troops at the border. China already made a 25-year pact just recently with Iran. So whatever Iran do, China is going to back them, because Iran is going to give them all the oil they want and for China to give them all the protection they want. Okay? War in now, that's they're going to do what they're going to do. And I believe it's going to happen soon. I'm not sure if they're preparing for what's happening, but this has been going on for a long time. They have been preparing for this. You know, God, okay, I'll tell you what. You remember when Biden stood up and he talked about Afghanistan just before, it was before the troops got killed, okay? but he talked about Afghanistan. And I heard some of the news people say, what is he saying? What he's saying doesn't make much sense. But the Lord spoke to me then. The Lord said, he's not speaking gibberish. He's speaking the language of the dragon. And he just released his minions all over the world. From that day forth, the Lord said, everything has been cut loose. He just released. He said he speaks the language of the dragon. We may not know what he's talking about.
That was saying, what was that was said pertaining to what?
And he was pertaining to how I forgot exactly what he said about Afghanistan. But after that, he did what he did, and he left. I think they say up to 2,000 Americans are still there, you know, in torment over there. And then he's trying to make a deal with Iran to keep them from getting the missiles. But right now, they already have the missiles. Israel is already bombing Iran. Russia, Iran, and Turkey already have their troops on the border with Syria. Now, what has been released is all the stuff that's happening, how all of the 100,000 acres of our farmland has been bought up by China. And another, I forgot how many thousands of acres have been bought up by Gates. Now, what's that got to do with Gates already had said on November the 29th of 2019, right after the election, that his thought that the world need to be cut down to 2.5 billion people from 7.5. And now they got control over this food, all right? China has all this control over the United States. We get 90% of our prescriptions from over there, our medicine and everything else, you know? Now we don't have, I'm going to tell you why another thing that he did, which is from the dragon. Notice 2.5 years ago, our country was flourishing, right? We may have had a pandemic, but we were still flourishing and we was coming up. When he stopped the oil here, we could not supply our allies in Europe. The whole world is suffering now because of that one move. That one move set off something around the world, you know, because everything was fine until that moment when everything got cut off, the whole world went into collapse, you know. I got some videos that I got to put on YouTube, and I'm going to let you know when I get them out there, but I run down exactly different people from the Greenpeace and all of these other people, pharmacists and everything. I have their words and everything, or what they said and everything, how this, we are living under a big hoax, and this is the plan, you know. You got to take down America in order for their plan to work. And so we just caught up. And the saints are playing into their hands. A lot of the saints are playing into their hands because they're not even reading the scriptures. If they read the Bible and start understanding what they was reading, they would see. But I don't think they even read. I don't think half of our church folks are even reading. You know, I can't understand how you can say you follow the Bible and you act the way you do. That's the reason why That's the reason why the Lord gave me to bring this message. Let the church be the church and let the world be the world. We got to separate ourselves. We got to get it right, because it won't be long before that trumpet sound. Won't be long at all.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is falling into order. The Lord said, when we see all these things happen. Do you know, I was doing a service, a prayer service I do every day. And I thought I'd pull up, because I was doing Matthew 24. And as I got down to the earthquake, and I pulled up three days of news from prophecy news. And I counted 100 earthquakes and volcano eruptions and other disasters in 3 days. In June 26th of 2018, maybe, there was, in the ring of fire, you know about the ring of fire? In the ring of fire, there was 8,500 earthquakes and volcano eruptions. The largest volcano in the world is located in our Yosemite National Forest. Is active, and they are wondering, they worried that if it completely blows, it can wipe out 3 states. They said it would kill of millions, that one earthquake, the largest earthquake right here in Yosemite. See, there's a lot going on that's pointing to that day that the Lord is going to call the church out of here. I was teaching at this group home, and I was leaving the criminally insane unit. And I was going to this group home, and I was doing an end time study. And the Lord told me, he said, when you get to that group home, tell them, teach them to understand that when the church is raptured out of here, what I see in the criminally insane unit will be on the streets. And in the criminally insane unit, you can imagine what I was dealing with. I was dealing with cannibals. I was dealing with people that thought they were vampires, people who thought they were space aliens, all kinds. I was dealing with people who liked to light or burn you up. Some people were in there for just lighting people up, putting gas and stuff on them just to see them burn. Those kind of people I was dealing with, and Lord said, those are the kind of people that are going to be running these streets when I take my church out of here. We got to get ready.
Yeah.
Because all these shootings and things that are going on, and people being thrown on subways and all this, and the mentally ill, and they passing laws to make the marijuana legal, right? So it's legal now so they can smoke it, but now the marijuana that we used to smoke that had something like 2% THC or whatever it is now is 98%, and they are having mental breakdowns, our youth, you know?
Right.
And
that's right.
And all of this going on because man is going to do what man do. He's going to pass the laws he want to pass. And he know that he's killing our youth. He know that people are going off, you know? But that's what we're doing. And the church need to recognize and step up and start warning the people. That's the problem. The church is not warning the people. Not enough churches are warning the people. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, there it is. I hope I didn't take up too much time.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Joel 2. Yeah. Let's go to Joel chapter 2.
Okay.
sound the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pastor T, you can come in with that one. That's your. Favorite chapter.
Yeah, it is. One of my favorite. Where are we starting?
Sound the alarm.
Okay.
Because he said that blow some of the churches are.
This is Joel chapter.
Chapter 2.
Yeah, Joel chapter 2. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. It's near, a day of darkness mm-hmm. and of gloominess. A day of clouds and a thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run, like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks, neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path. And when they fall upon a sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the walls. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. That's speaking of that authority. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, in the church. Blow the trumpet. Lift up the prophetic voice. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Real true believers, call them together, those that really desire and want the Lord. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. You know, we're living in a time now that it's time for the Lord to come, to go forth out of his chamber. and for the bride to come out of the closet to be revealed on this earth, his last day church to be revealed. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and give not your heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. That seems like that's what's happening now. The people of God are allowing the heathen to rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. You notice this is after they have called the solemn assembly, after they lifted up the voice in Zion. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, but I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive them and will drive him into the land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. Even the animals are going to be blessed. The earth is going to be blessed when the Lord begins to move. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain, and this is the clincher, he hath given you the former rain moderately. That's the former move of the Holy Spirit. He has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The Lord is pouring out his Spirit. He's giving the fullness of his Spirit. Even the former rain, which was the early church operated under, and this latter rain movement, which the latter rain is always more powerful than the former. So the latter rain, he's given that, this rain for this hour, but he's mixing it. He's giving both the former and the latter rain of the Holy Spirit at the same time. That's the fullness. That's that sevenfold anointing that we always talk about. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. In other words, the Lord is going to bless this earth. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that's even to say in the midst of his church, and that I am the Lord your God, none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. They shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. That is such a powerful scripture, that chapter, that whole
yes.
chapter. Amen.
Yep. Amen.
That's what we're looking for him to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. That hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
His spirit has come out. We have it here, the earnest of our inheritance, you know, a little here, a little there. We have received the earnest of our inheritance, and the Lord has given us the earnest or portion of our inheritance, which is the portion of the Holy Spirit, because he has to keep faith in the earth. And the Holy Spirit brings faith. So he gives us the earnest because we have to walk by faith, not by sight. But we can't walk by faith until the Holy Spirit gives us the gift of faith. And that's what we walk in, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and so on. And that's how he's going to work with us. No longer are we going to have the Spirit by measure, but we're going to have it in fullness, like it was on Jesus Christ. He had the Spirit in fullness. Nobody could come around Jesus that need healing that didn't get healed. And if anybody, any group of people, or anybody was starving and hungry, he multiplied the food. I mean, he just did good continually. And we will follow that same example and do good. Where the world is trying to bring evil upon God's people, we will bring good because we are anointed with that sevenfold anointing, the seven spirits of God that shall rest upon us. And we will move strong in this hour and do away with all the evil. Let's hear a little bit more from you, Chaplain.
Well, everything, that is a beautiful scripture, and I love it. And, we just have to continue praying for our people, you know.
Yes.
That's what God has given us to do. And like she was saying, that we need to fast and pray.
Mm-hmm.
I fast,
mm-hmm.
and I'm praying, you know, and I'm doing what I can, you know, to try to
mm-hmm.
get this, you know, word out. But you know what? It's amazing how many pastors that seem like they don't believe the word. You know that movie, that movie Left Behind? You remember the
mm-hmm.
pastor that was left behind? He says, I preached it, but I didn't believe it. And now
mm-hmm.
he was left behind, you know, and that's what
mm-hmm.
I see a lot going on. You know, when you have
mm-hmm.
pastors that don't believe that there are demonic spirits that they have to fight, there's pastors that don't believe in a lot of stuff that is going on.
I know.
And that's
true.
The division, you know, that's that division going on. And, I feel sorry for them because they're leading their flock and, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So all I can say is, Lord, please help us. Help us to be able to do better. You know?
I know. It's very sad for people that call themselves men of God that don't even believe not just in the Holy Spirit, the kingdom realm. They don't
mm-hmm.
even, they're not even aware that another realm exists that their enemy is in. And so they're not warning their people, teaching them how to fight in the spirit, teaching them to hold on to Jesus Christ with every bit of strength that they have and to walk close to him,
you know,
so that they can.
There was four pastors, mega churches. Hosting
mm-hmm.
and T.D. Jakes and another one, and it was four of them. And they was asked these
mm-hmm.
questions about transgenderism and the abortions and all this other stuff that's going on? And do you know they hemmed and hawed? They never gave an answer. And one pastor out of all of them stood by the word of God. But these big mega pastors, like I said, Osteen and T.D. Jakes and them, they wouldn't give a solid answer to the word of God. And people that I know that seen that, it was on TV, they seen it, they said, oh, no, I can't even listen to them no more. But this is what's happening. People are now, they too busy trying to keep their congregation. They don't want to offend nobody. And that's what the problem
is. Exactly.
The church is gone scared. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Pastor T, I'm going to have to run because I got to do something. Okay. I wish I could stay on a little longer, but I got to go take care of my wife.
Oh, okay. I understand that. Take care of your wife. That's something that you definitely have to do.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for
being
on the show. And
thank you for calling
me.
And you know what? I'm a get back with you because I need the address. What is the cross street? Euclid and what?
It's 11th Street.
11th.
11th?
Yeah, 11th Street. Yeah.
11. Okay.
So if you,
all righty.
Yeah.
Well, and your service is at 1:30, huh?
Yeah, 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay, well I'm gonna try to make it down to one of them Sundays when I'm not in the prison. Like this Sunday, I'll be in the prison from 1 until 4, and so I have to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, because I want to make it, and I'll let you know when, and I'll call you a little later on and get that address and everything so I can make sure I make that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. We'd love to have you come. Praise
okay.
the Lord.
All right.
Well. Thank you, Jesus. I'll keep
you,
in contact.
Thank you, Chaplain Reyes.
Thank you for calling me on. And
thank you so
God
much.
God bless you guys. And I love you. I love you. I love you.
And we love
and
you.
And praise
God
the Lord.
God bless you
we
and
love
your
you
wife
too.
And your family. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep my wife in your prayers.
Keep doing the good work. Okay.
Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, and when I get those new programs on YouTube, I'm gonna let you know. But you can still see all the old ones, all the ones that I had on there are on YouTube. But
tell everybody how to get in contact with you, how to see your program.
Okay, now the ones that are playing that I haven't released are still in the. Coming out on the TV program, you would go on Sunday morning at 9 in the morning and at 9 at night. Both come on both times in one day. And you go on Pasadena Media, a Royal channel, A-R-R-O-Y-O channel. And at 9 o'clock, either or 9 in the morning, 9 at night, and my program, Tongues of Fire, comes on. And I think... this week I'm going to be talking about no mercy. You know, okay. And you can also go on YouTube, go to Chaplain Rob Reyes, and you will see my TV programs on YouTube. And the ones that are on there right now are probably maybe 6 months old. I got 22 new ones that I'm going to be putting on soon.
Okay.
And I'll let you know about that. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So, Pastor Reyes, one more thing before you leave. Can you say a prayer for the people for the alertness that you were speaking on? And
Yes. Dear Lord, please, have mercy on us and forgive us of our shortcomings. Yes, Lord. I know we fall short, but, Lord, help us. Help us to live right. Give us, Lord, we don't know what to ask for, but let the Spirit help us, Lord. Give us the guidance and direction that we need. Dispatch special angels around all of us, Lord. We need your help right now. The devil is running wild, and Lord, we need your help. Please, Lord, hear our prayers. Lord, we're living in the midst of a perfect storm. The mother of all perfect storms is taking place right now. Satan is putting all of his forces together because he knows his time is short. But Lord, you said that we were created in your image and likeness. That means we have control. And all we have to do is use what you have given us already. Lord, empower your saints. Raise up men and women of God with holy boldness. Yes, Lord. Because we can defeat this devil right now. Lord, I know that things are going to happen because your word says. We are going into a war that the scripture says in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that you're going to put a hook in their mouth and draw them to war. This is coming to pass right now, Lord. But, Lord, we want to be called out of here. So, Lord, have mercy on us and forgive us of our shortcomings. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And prepare us. Bless this program. Bless Pastor T and Sister T. Touch them both. Cover them by the precious blood of the Lamb. Yes, Lord. And dress them in the armor of God.
Yes,
yes, Lord. And each and every one that is on the program, Lord, may they have found something that they love to hear and that they come on and keep on. And, Lord, give them the support they need that they prosper and be in good health. And this we pray
yes.
in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Messiah. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. And I know that you have to go and take care of your wife. And thank you for the prayer. Thank you for being on the program. And we love you, Chaplain.
Love you,
we
too.
Love you very much. We always like
you.
To hear from
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
God bless
okay,
you.
And you'll be seeing me soon. You'll be seeing me soon, but I'm going to get in touch with you a little bit later and get make sure I got all the information right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. God bless y'all.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that pretty much wraps us up for tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're glad that you did tune in. Remember, we're here every week at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And tell your friends, no matter where they are, remember this is a worldwide ministry. And so it's a worldwide radio program. So wherever you are in the world, you can just check your time zone and dial in. And you can also on Facebook click on the post for this particular show, and you can hear it all this week and even next week. You can hear the entire program. So I pray that we have been a blessing to you. We appreciate you being on the line, and those that, of you that dial in and those of you who listen from the computer. We really appreciate that. So we're just going to say God bless you all. We love you, and continue to support us and support the radio program, the television program. And if you're in the Upland area, come and visit us. We would love to have you come and visit us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Give that
praise
address
the Lord.
One more time. What was
it's
that? Tell them that address.
Yes, it's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And we're right there on Euclid Avenue and 11th Street. So we're right in that area. You can't miss us. We're in an upper room. So just come on and visit. So anyway, we're running out of time. God bless you all. We'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.